This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the attorney for St. Michael North West MP Neil Rose says his client's rights to a fair trial may have been breached. BAMP is shocked at the announcement by QEH management to change terms and conditions of doctors. Barvin urges vendors to stay away from suspected crop thieves. Classes at St. Bartholomew Primary resume today, and U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump win New Hampshire primaries. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. King's Counsel Michael Lashley is concerned the timing of the decision to remove Member of Parliament for St. Michael Northwest Neil Rowe as Deputy Speaker of the House may have prejudiced his right to a fair trial. Mr. Rowe is set to be arraigned in the High Court on Thursday to answer charges of rape. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley called a press conference to explain yesterday's decision, stressing the need to ensure the work of Parliament and government isn't compromised by the MP's private business.
This matter is equally about the deputy presiding officer of the Parliament of Barbados facing a personal matter. And we have maintained at all times that whatever our positions are, we must never allow Parliament, which deals with the public business of the country, to be involved in the private business of a member. This has been a position that we have taken as a party in the last term, or not the last term, in the last term as opposition, I should say, when the then Speaker of the House was involved in a matter that was a civil suit and judgment, and where there may have been preliminary discussions for questioning, but never resulting in any charges.
But speaking with Starcom Network News, Mr. Lashley, who is the attorney for Mr. Rowe, expressed concern that the action could influence the decision of the jury.
The firing of my client today for his post as deputy speaker is questionable. This being done hours before he's arraigned to be tried by a jury. I deem this action by Parliament as extremely prejudicial to my client's rights to a fair trial as guaranteed under the Constitution of Barbados. And it is indeed prejudicial. The question is, how will a jury mind be purged from this action? A jury that is chosen from the society, how can we purge their minds from this action?
King's Counsel Michael Lashley. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, BAMP, says it's shocked at the announcement by management of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital that it's changing the terms and conditions of doctors. Earlier this week, the hospital's chief operations officer told VOB's Brass Tacks they were extending the working hours of consultants in the A&E department. But BAMP's president, Dr. Linda Williams, says this action is being undertaken without consultation with doctors in the union, with the doctors' union.
This announcement was made unilaterally, without any prior consultation with us as a trade union, and was made in the same week that BAMP, after many delays, secured a meeting with the executive directors of the hospital. One of the purposes of this meeting was to discuss the terms and conditions of work of the junior doctors, as well as the contracts of the consultants and other grades of doctors. These discussions are being held to ensure healthy, safe working conditions for our doctors, who are often under great psychological stress when confronted by being unable to provide medical care for the public in a safe, efficient and timely manner. Simply stating that the current model of consultancy doesn't work for accident and emergency consultants is a gross oversimplification of an extremely complex problem, one that involves issues relating to bed management, shortages of supplies, lack of nursing staff and other staff, unavailability of lab tests, lack of access to x-ray reports, as well as many other administrative issues.
President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams. Barvin is asking vendors to disassociate themselves from people they suspect to be crop thieves. This from President of the Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, Alistair Alexander. He says the association has a zero-tolerance policy to predial larceny. His comments follow an incident yesterday where two alleged crop thieves were fatally shot at Three Houses Plantation.
Barvin has stated before that it sees predial larceny as a threat to national security, as we see food security as an important part of national security. Barvin not only represents vendors, but Barvin also represents farmers. And Barvin is saying to every vendor to have absolutely nothing to do with those who are suspected crop thieves. Barvin has a zero tolerance policy towards predial larceny.
As president of Barvin, Alistair Alexander. Classes at St. Bartholomew Primary will resume today as the ministry awaits an official report after an individual was reportedly turning parents with their children away from the school yesterday. A release from the education ministry indicated that the individual discouraged the students from entering because the incinerator at the Grantley Adams International Airport continued to affect the air quality at the school. Checks by the ministry indicated there was no incinerator activity at the plant yesterday. Officials also visited the school to determine the source of discomfort. However, they remain unclear as to what triggered the actions of the individual. Classes were suspended early yesterday since only 7 students were in attendance. Government has made changes to the facilitation of International Maritime Traffic Bill to make business in the shipping industry more efficient and improve cruise calls and home porting in Barbados. Piloting the amendment bill in Parliament, Minister of Tourism and International Transport Ian Gooding-Edgell stressed the measures will enhance Barbados's reputation in the international maritime industry.
This bill, as proposed, will definitely enhance the turnaround in efficiency and thereby allow for greater processing both the embarkation process and the disembarkation. The Act essentially is designed to ensure that there's a fast turnaround of ships calling into Barbados, and thus this will augur well for Barbados as a preferred home porting destination.
He also stated that the legislation will make provisions for a faster turnover of ships at the port.
In addition to that, I may add that it will also reduce port congestion, because if you have delays for whatever reason with the current system of all the paperwork that you have to do, that will impact on the ship's turnaround ability. Of course, we all know, especially when we have cruise ships in Barbados, particularly during the winter, that oftentimes the cargo ships may have to be in holding bay for some time. But with this new bill, what it does, in addition to what we're doing at the Bridgetown port with the expansion of Berth 6, it would therefore allow us to enhance the turnaround period and therefore have quicker ship clearances.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport Ian Gooding-Edgell. Parliament has repealed the Commissioner of Probates Act to increase the fee structure for commissioners and remove parts of the legislation that was deemed offensive to women. One of the functions of a probate commissioner is to take an oath from the person who acted as a witness to signing of deeds for properties. Attorney General Dale Marshall, who piloted the bill, stressed the act was 120 years old, and at the time, commissioners were paid a menial fee of $4 Barbados in fees. He also said the provision where married women were required by law to be privately examined at the time has been removed. And finally, former President Donald Trump won the New Hampshire primary, tightening his grip on the Republican Party's presidential nomination and setting up a bitter general election rematch with President Joe Biden. Trump's back-to-back wins in Iowa and New Hampshire make him the only non-incumbent Republican candidate in modern political history to win the first 2 nominating contests. Meantime, current President Joe Biden won New Hampshire's unusual Democratic presidential primary as write-in Tuesday, brushing past 2 long-shot challengers whose names were on the ballot. His victory in a race he was not formally contesting essentially cements the president's grasp on the Democratic nomination for a second term. Recapping the headlines, the attorney for St. Michael Northwest MP, Neil Rowe, says his client's rights to a fair trial may have been breached. BAMP is shocked at the announcement by QEH management to change terms and conditions of doctors. Barvin urges vendors to stay away from suspected crop thieves. Classes at St. Bartholomew Primary resume today, and U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump win New Hampshire primaries. That was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.